Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes, 30127.
30127.
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name?
Gary Jackson.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
1150 Winbrook Drive, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, this is your okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
1150 Winbrook Drive, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
Okay, this is here you have the online farm on training portal and the digital and physical certificate.
Okay, say it again.
I do see here you have the online farm on training portal.
Yeah.
How may I help you today?
Okay, yeah. I took the online training class and I took the test and then I paid for the certificate, paid for a digital one and also a hard copy, which I did receive both. However, I read on the certificate, it says it's not a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
Okay, so the online farm on the portal is a monthly membership for a continued training website that gives you additional firearm self-defense and preparation training to those who have received their concealed carry training certification.
Okay. Now, but I was in the, I had the understanding that I was getting a permit, concealed weapons permit.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, what I can do is offer you a $9 refund.
Say again?
What I can do is offer you a $9 refund.
A $9 refund.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm really not understanding what it is that you're saying. I hear you saying some. You give me a $9 refund. Refund for what?
I'm offering you a $9 refund out the $19.
Okay, in lieu of what?
Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I say, and why are you giving me the refund?
Okay, so what exactly are you calling in about?
Well, I was trying to get a concealed weapon permit, and that's what I thought I was paying. I paid like $100 and something total, and then I got the certificate, but the certificate says that it's not a permit, and what I need is a permit.
Okay, so basically we only give you the certificate, and the certificate proves that you completed a handgun safety course.
Okay, and so how do I go about getting the permit?
Okay, so you have to go to your local police department or your sheriff's office to get a permit.
Okay, and what credentials would I need to do that?
Okay, you said what would you need to do what now?
To get the permit, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I can't just walk in and get the permit. I mean, that must be something that, some kind of credentials that I need. Do I need to take the certificate or what? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to understand what it is that I need to get, or what I need to take with me when I walk in to get the permit.
Okay, just one moment.
Yeah. You're not. Oh, okay.
Okay, sir. So you will have to go to your local police department to get a permit with them.
Yeah, you told me that. But I'm asking you, what do I need to take with me in order to get the permit?
Well, you don't have to take anything with you to your local police department. This certificate only proves that you completed a handgun safety course.
Okay. So do I need to take that certificate with me or what?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I say, do I need to take the certificate with me in order to get the permit or what? You can't hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Is it possible you can hear me a little better now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay, so what else do I need? What do I need to take with me when I go to the police department to get the permit? What do I need to show them that I qualify to get a permit?
Okay, so we do not give you the permit at all. You have to contact them to see what all you would need to get the permit.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support.